collaborative.
Experimentation.
The next idea.
We need a participation revolution, and we need it fast.
As the state legislature has struggled and so far failed to find a way to pay for road repairs, there have been plenty of voices raised criticizing the impasse and criticizing the legislature, including, it seems, members of the legislature. Martin Hauerlach is the Republican state representative from Troy. He's joined with other Republicans and some Democrats to co-sponsor House Joint Resolution Y, a measure to really overhaul the state legislature. Try this on for size: a constitutional amendment combining the state House and Senate into one body of 110 members chosen in nonpartisan elections. Representative Hauerlach is with us for the next idea to talk more about his proposal. This is pretty radical, isn't it, Representative? What, desperate times call for desperate measures?
Well, I would say that it's different. It's different than what we're used to. So I suppose you could describe them as radical. It's not unique. I mean, this is the legislative situation that exists in Nebraska, for example. And the principle of it, and I think the beauty of it really, is the nonpartisan element of it. And there are often times where partisanship can get in the way of things. And let me give you an example, because I think it's really important that people know that in Lansing, generally speaking, people just work together to get solutions done. But there are a few issues where, you know, the parties really want to make sure that the other party looks worse than them so that they have some talking points for the campaign. And oftentimes, and usually, quite frankly, it misrepresents what's really happening, because we're just a bunch of normal people that got elected, and we're just trying to do our job, because we know that whatever policy we make is going to impact us whether we're in the legislature or not. So, I mean, I always have a mind to, you know, how is this going to affect me when I'm, you know, when I'm not in a legislature, or how would it affect me if I were, you know, my neighbor or the person down the street? And that's what we really need to get back to, is the citizen legislature. And I know there have been a lot of ideas out there about part-time or what have you, but the concern that I have, and I truly believe this, is that when you impose term limits on a legislative body, you need to have additional reforms. Otherwise, you're actually going to make the situation worse from the partisanship standpoint.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who feel very strongly that term limits have not helped Michigan, that just as lawmakers start to learn the ropes, their time's up, and we start all over again with rookies.
Well, I'm wise enough not to pick a battle one way or another with term limits, but what I am saying is that when you have term limits, what that does is it makes the members weaker. And so when the members are weaker, they seek the protection, if you will, the cloak of protection of their party. And so that allows for partisanship to get more intense than it used to be, because we have a long history in Michigan of bipartisanship, people just, you know, wanting to make sure that Michigan moves forward and we make good policy decisions. And I do think that's kind of eroded over the last 20 years with term limits. And so what I'm saying is, if you want to have term limits, you really need to get the parties out of it so that people get elected and it can really be citizen statesmen and stateswomen. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, why combine the state Senate and state House into one body?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's a lot better than going down this pathway of a part-time legislature, because if you want to make the legislators even weaker and more dependent on your parties, that's what you do. If you have some grievance, if you will, with the legislature and you're looking at ways to save money and yet still properly represent the public, then the unicameral nonpartisan is a good combination. And because of the fact that it is nonpartisan in this concept, you would have 110 members that would be elected all over the state. They wouldn't be partisan, which means that the speaker of that chamber would have to be created through consensus, if you will. People that are now unable to serve in leadership positions because they're Democrats, just because they're Democrats, or earlier in a different time, you know, the Republican Party is not always going to be in control of the legislature, neither will the Democrats. These things change. However, there are good people in the minority party that have no ability to get into a leadership position right now, and I think that's a bloody shame. Also, we have this issue where in both chambers, the House and the Senate, that there is, quite frankly, absolute control over bill flow by the head of that chamber. It's imperative that under the nonpartisan unicameral setup that you effectively have a democracy in the chamber. In other words, that there's consensus over who the leader is, and the leader serves at the will of the body. And likewise, if the majority of that body wants to take up a bill, even if the leader of that body doesn't want it to go forward, that should happen. Right now, and actually always, we've had a situation where the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader, if they don't want a bill to move forward, it doesn't in that chamber.
And which doesn't strike most people as particularly Democratic.
No, and I don't think that the general public in Michigan is aware of that. I mean, because my constituents up here in Troy and Clawson are always asking me to do this, that, and the other. And oftentimes, it's something that I know has a lot of support in the chamber. But for various reasons, it's not going to go forward. And I have to be the bearer of bad news, even though I say, hey, I support it. It's a great idea. There are a lot of us that want it to move forward, but it just isn't going to work because here's the politics. But if you have a good idea, politics should not be blocking it. We should really be trying to do what's best for the state of Michigan.
What would your proposal do in terms of term limits?
Well, it's funny because 4 doesn't really go into 14 very well. And because right now, in theory, right, you can serve up to 6 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. And you know, I don't want to take any slings and arrows because I think the term limits thing is ancillary to the proposal. So I put in there 16. If somebody wants to do 12, I don't care. It's not a big deal to me one way or another because I think the importance of this is the fact that it's nonpartisan.
And I'm curious what kind of reactions you've gotten from your fellow legislators. Let's first of all go with predictable. Have you gotten people saying, are you kidding me?
It really runs the gambit. And when we have a deeper conversation about how we feel about how the body is run, and I will tell you, we have a good speaker now, so it's nothing. It has nothing to do with that, but it's more the concept of, you know, what's the best way to have the legislature in our state run. So it really runs the gambit, and you know, I suppose if I had held the joint resolution over for a little bit longer, I could have had more co-sponsors. But honestly, I thought I was going to get 2, and then it was 6, so I was pretty happy about that. I didn't put a whole lot of effort into getting co-sponsors, but I think it's important that we have this conversation. Even if the current system stays, what we really need to be doing is saying, hey, is this the best way to do it? Because there are other things that can happen to improve the current system without even going to a unicameral nonpartisan legislature. But no, I think there's a lot of interest, and I think there's a willingness to have the conversation to at least self-evaluate. Are we doing the best thing that we can for the state of Michigan?
Have you had any reactions from anyone that really surprised you?
Well, last week, apparently there was a number of business groups in town that have a proposal, a couple different ideas out there to actually have a unicameral legislature. And that kind of came out of the clear blue for me because that is, there seems to be some sympathy. And again, we're working kind of independently, but I didn't know that there was, you know, there were other organizations out there that had similar interests, and so it's kind of refreshing from the standpoint of people know that, or at least we have a feeling that this could be done better. And I had a few people that I was talking to, and then other people heard the conversation in the legislature in the House, and came over and said, "Hey, let me sign that." And I was surprised. It was really important to me that when we introduced this, that we had an equal number of co-sponsors from each party. And so I made sure that we had half of my co-sponsors are Republicans and half are Democrats.
And do you think there are enough of your fellow legislators willing to put aside the party affiliations and the party politics and embrace this idea of being nonpartisan?
I really do. And I will tell you that it's interesting getting elected in a partisan position, and then you go to Lansing to have your orientation, and you start meeting people and talking to people, and you find out that we're all people too, and we all live in Michigan, and so we have to proverbial saying of, you know, the cook has to eat what he makes, and we all do because we all live in Michigan. And so what you find, and I got to say it's very refreshing, is that on an individual level, I really truly believe that the members in both the House and the Senate are trying to do the best that they can. And so I think deep down inside, I think everybody wants to have a system that works as best as it can for the state of Michigan.
Republican State Representative Martin Haurelak of Troy is a co-sponsor of House Joint Resolution Y, his next idea that calls for a constitutional amendment to combine the State House and Senate into one nonpartisan body of 110 members. As always, we welcome your thoughts about our next ideas at the Next Idea page at MichiganRadio.org or on Facebook and Twitter. Representative, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.